PFT Media.
A car wash is turning into stores. All-you-can-eat burgers come to Orlando. This and more on The Daily City Show. The self-serve car wash structure with no front or back walls at 2416 Curry Ford Road in the Hourglass District will be turned into a row of enclosed retail spaces, according to Elise Sabatino with National Real Estate. She confirmed with The Daily City that, quote, "we are enclosing the car wash to create retail spaces." The architect of record for the development is Interstruct. Here's more news about the property the car wash is on. The 3,160-square-foot single-tenant building on the corner of Bumby and Curry Ford on that same property has recently been leased out. The space will become a brand-new restaurant concept, according to Sabatino. The restaurant's conceptual design and exploratory menu phase is in process. On the property, there will also be a food truck area, outdoor fire pit, lighting, covered seating, restrooms, ornamental trees, and artificial turf. The property looks to be, once completed, an activated and engaging outdoor eating and shopping destination. This project is next door to F&D Wood Fired Italian Kitchen, and across the street from Foxtail Coffee, Leguminati, La Key Patisserie, Tamalico, and other local businesses. More information will be released in 45 to 60 days, according to National Real Estate. The 7-Eleven retail convenience store with the half walls and metal flag-like rooftop at 83 East Colonial Drive is for sale for around $6 million. Built in 2000, the property was listed fall of 2018 and remains unsold, according to LoopNet. Contact John or Max Kresiminski at JLL at 407-930-7275 for details. A local Orlando couple turned a vintage horse trailer into a mobile bar and bartending service called Bow Tie Trailers. The white enamel trailer, designed for special events, opens up on the side, displaying the interior, which contains potted plants and decorative wall tiles. Though it has two beer taps on board, it's what the owners are calling a dry bar. This means it does not sell alcohol. The owners connect you with the retailer so you can purchase the recommended items while they collect all the beverages from the retailer and deliver them on the day of the event in their trailer. Dexter's Restaurant in Thornton Park at 808 East Washington Street recently completed an interior renovation. The large bar that dominated the space has been moved to the side, the columns in the center of the space have been removed, and the large wall in the rear of the space has a new wood covering. The grand reopening took place this past Friday. Crystal Hamburger fast food chain launched a pretty significant meal deal recently across the country, an all-you-can-eat burgers and fries deal for $5.99. All-you-can-eat crystals and fries are served from 6 a.m. to closing, dine-in only at participating restaurants while supplies last. Crystal has 340 restaurants in 10 states with 7,500 employees. An 85-hour work week is required to afford studio apartments in Orlando on minimum wage. According to the National Low Income Housing Coalition's Out of Reach report, a worker in the Orlando-Kissimmee-Sanford area making minimum wage, which is $8.46 an hour, would have to work 85 hours per week to afford a studio apartment at the fair market rate of $841 a month. The annual income needed to afford a studio in this area is $37,280 a year. A minimum wage worker would need to work 91 hours per week for a one-bedroom, 108 hours for a two-bedroom, 143 hours for a three-bedroom, and a whopping 171 hours per week for a four-bedroom. Downtown Orlando's first off-leash dog park is currently undergoing renovations. The park, located within Constitution Green Park at 300 South Summerlin Avenue in Thornton Park, first opened in October 2016. The improvements being implemented during the renovation include additional seating, leveling the ground, installing a larger plaza, and new sod, curbs, and mulch areas. A sign hung on the property by the city states, quote, "While you may not see active construction taking place, keep in mind new sod needs time to take root." Completion of the renovation is expected for late summer. While you're waiting for this dog park to reopen, go check out and enjoy these other Orlando dog parks. Lake Druid Park at 899 Coy Drive, Barnett Dog Park at 4801 West Colonial Drive, Greenwood Urban Wetlands at 1411 Greenwood Street, and Park of the Americas at 201 Andes Avenue. Thank you for listening to The Daily City. Be sure to follow our newest foodie project, The Daily City's Indoor Farmers Market, on Instagram at Indoor Farmers Market, our large-scale Makers Market Orlando Flea at Orlando Flea, and our dessert event, Confection Fest, at Confection Fest. I'm your host, Mark Baratelli, and keep using that hashtag, Orlando is wonderful.
A PFT Media production.